Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. It's the Wham Bam East Van Award Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. All right, today we will be presenting the results of your votes. That's right, you had the chance to vote for your favorite interviews of 2024, and we got the top 10 right here. We're on the red carpet tonight, and I am wearing gold because we're going to find out who's going to win the gold. Who will be our grand champion of 2024? Let's begin. Let's start at number 10. 10. See if you can guess who this is.
I guess as far as live stuff, looking forward to hopefully participating in the Bowie Ball again this year.
Yeah.
we weren't a part of it last year, so we're hoping that if we throw our name in the hat again this year, that we will reemerge.
That's Mellow Spring Freezin', and they did reemerge at the 2025 Bowie Ball. Here's Mellotron with a cover of David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream on CJSF.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. Be a rock and rolling bitch for you. So keep your mouth shut. You're squawking like a pink monkey bird, and I'm busting up my brains for the words. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your rake onto my head. Rest your fake it, baby. Light a real thing on me. The church of man love is such a holy place to be. So make me, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your space.
Yes, Mellotron. And we also interviewed her tattoo artist, Electro Lady Lux Tattoos.
What's the weirdest place?
Oh, I've done genitals. Yeah. People always say, what's the weirdest? Yeah, genitals are the weirdest.
We love to keep it weird and exciting here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Let's go to number 9.
9.
Johnny and I have never played together.
This
never sang together.
This was it.
This is the practice one.
All right, so take it away, boys.
Okay.
Please don't insult me, baby. I know it can be me. Cause I ain't give you all my money. Girl, but you just want to treat me right. You leave it home every morning, don't you doubt you late at night. I'm gonna tell my mama. Lord, I swear when God, what you are doing to me. I'm gonna tell everybody that I'm down in misery.
One more.
So, my baby, well, I won't be coming no more.
Take it on.
Oh, goodbye, little darling. Down the road I go.
Yes, and Elvis was in the building. So if you have two Elvises, I think they're called Elvis. Thank you, Johnny Elvis and Jeremy Santa Cruz. You're at number 9. All right, now let's find out who's at number 8 after the break.
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. As a campus and community station, CJSF strives to provide points of view that are rarely expressed on mainstream media. This includes music that is not the top 40 and news you will not find on the big media outlets. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca. Just end in time.
And how does it feel to get up? 8.
Grab my hand.
Yeah, that was Santa Barbara by The Time We Died. And let's hear a little clip of how they came up with their band name.
It was Jacob, I think.
Well, I was throwing ideas to him about like time and death. Mm. And then he kind of just put the two together.
Well, it was like, we wanted a name for so long because we've been practicing and we're like, we need to like make social media so get our name out.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, he came up with some good ones. It was like that time I died and stuff.
Something
and then
like
we're
that,
just like, what about like the time we died or like time we died? And we're like, oh, that's actually like, it's actually not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Let's go to number 7.
7.
All right. And do you describe the term shoegazing? And looking at all these shoes, do you guys have a favorite brand shoes?
Oh, good question.
Actually,
I have a preference for Puma. I'm rocking right now.
I'm wearing a pair of Vans.
These
are actually a partnership between Vans and the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam.
Nice.
And so these skulls are actually studies by Van Gogh.
All right, let's hear those shoegazing sounds from The Starling Effect. Here's A Strange Habit of Disappearing on CJSF.
Thank you.
6. Number 6, folks, we have a photographer, Mr. Keith Clark. Let's hear a little segment of his interview.
So, a while back, I threw it out on my social media channels to see if anybody would be remotely interested in seeing any concert photography at a show, and basically put on like an art show where I gather up a bunch of my contemporaries in Vancouver, because personally there's so many photographers in Vancouver that I am just blown away by the level of talent that these people have. I've got huge admiration for them. I could name a bunch, a few right off the top of my head that I will
Me
name
too.
is Tony Hornsby and her daughter Heather. Sorry, Tony, if I messed up your name, but they're phenomenal. Jobin and his wife, and now their daughter, they do the Monster of Rock cruises. Phenomenal photographer. Derek Carr is like amazing. He's just started doing the cruises, but his body of work is just amazing. And I can't go without saying Darren Luca, who is one of my favorite photographers. Rod Grimm. Me and Grimm hung out for a long time shooting all sorts of stuff, and we've got good stories of certain events that we'll keep between us. But and then Sharon Steele. She is a phenomenal photographer, both in concert and just in everything else. I've huge admiration for these people, and I would love to pull them all in, as well as others, and just have a showing of their work and mine printed up on a wall, and just
I love that.
And
I'm
just cycle
just
through.
About it.
So that's kind of the concept I've got, and yeah, if anybody's out there that's into event coordination, you know, hit me up and shoot me a message.
Sounds like an amazing idea. All right, we're halfway there, folks. Let's see who took the number 5 spot.
5.
It's Shay the Poet. Ah, all right. Okay, so Shay, he did a piece at our CJSF hip hop event. Check it out.
I love you. The way you say those words should be sturdy. You say it with your fingers gripping my heart, your hands holding my thighs, and your mouth conversating with my soul. You say it like you didn't just cheat us the other day. You repeat it over and over and over again. I love you. I love you. I love you. What's so heavy and expensive? You only pay the price when you do something wrong. Like when you climb the whore in front of our son. I love you. Like when you spent all our savings and you blamed alcohol. I love you. Like when hitting me was your only job. I love you. Like, and the only time you tell me I'm beautiful is when you're in me. I feel like a queen in just those 2 minutes. When our skins touch, and that's when you know I'm the one. But just lie to me one more time, cause your lies hit sweeter than the truth. I love you.
And if you love to hear more spoken word on CJSF, check out Charlotte Sister C. She's the place to be.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from PodStream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Hey, you're listening to the Wham Bam East Van Show, and if you've just tuned in, we're going through our top 10 best interviews of 2024. We're at number 4 right now, and I have to warn you, it's going to get heavy. 4. Was Ascend to the Throne by Saints of Death. All right, let's hear a clip of their interview with Mikey and Tomash.
This is Mike Hales, the bassist of Saints of Death. How you guys doing?
And this is Tomash Rujo. I'm the guitar player at Saints of Death.
Mikey, tell me about your UK tour.
Oh yeah, well last year, about this time, we embarked on a tour to the UK. And we did, it was 10 shows and 12 nights kind of thing, or 12 days or whatever it was that we were there. all over the UK. We started in London, went up to like Newcastle and Manchester. We were all over the place.
Yeah, that was your first time there?
First time ever been to England. First time I've ever been on tour like that. And it was unbelievable. What a life-changing experience.
And we're going to have a life-changing experience right here on the Wham Bam East Fan Show, because we're going to find out who is our top three best interviews of 2024. Guess if you can recognize this voice.
Three.
Oh, they can't be small, they can't be new. Better not be made of tofu. Nothing in this whole wide world will do but a weenie that's as long as my daddy's shoe. Oh, big old beef wieners. When you're hankering for a meal that satisfies. Oh, big old beef wieners. Careful not to poke one in your eye.
Congratulations to Karaoke Addicts Jenny Duffy and Zach Anderson for taking the number three spot. Let's find out the story of how they met.
I had been a karaoke addict for Twisted Sister, and they were running the BC Karaoke World Championship sections, mm-hmm. like the segments.
Yeah.
So they asked me to come in and judge after I'd been teaching for a couple of years, and just through happenstance, Jenny was one of the competitors. Mm-hmm. And then after that happened, I don't think we spoke for 2 years. It just, we parted ways, and then out of nowhere, and I don't remember how it happened. I don't even remember who messaged who. It just, we ended up at a karaoke bar, and then history. I don't know.
I messaged him saying he'd teach me how to sing.
right?
Was that it? Was that actually
it?
Yeah.
God.
All right, so here we have Ballroom Blitz. He's going to go to the other mic here, right here on CJSF.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy?
Yeah.
Mick?
Okay.
All right, fellas. Let's go! Living with the things you do to me. Oh, my dreams are getting so strange, and I'd like to tell you everything I see.
Oh, I see a man in the back, as a matter of fact, and his eyes are as red as the sun. And the girl in the corner, like no one ignore, cause she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah!
Left to do. Now the man in the back is ready to crack as he raises his ass to the sky. And the girl in the corner is everyone's woman. She could kill you with a wink of her eye. Oh, yeah, with electric. So frankly, gastric. And the band started leaving because they all stopped driving. Yeah. The man in the back said everyone attacked and it turned into a ballroom. Girl in the corner said, boy, I wanna warn you, it'll turn into a ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
Little cut there that screwed up my time. Karaoke problems, though. And this is the part where I would walk around, and anybody who wasn't clapping, I would just go sit at their table for the next part.
Grooving, yeah!
ballroom blitz. It's a ballroom blitz. Yeah, it's a ballroom blitz.
Two. And the number two spot goes out to these beautiful people called the Stone Poets. Let's check out a clip of their interview.
Hi, I'm Scotty J. Scott Jackson. Scotty J.
And I'm Sherelle Jardine.
Sherelle Jardine. And tell me, what do you play in the band?
I play guitar and sing, and I play some percussion and harmonica and whatever these guys want me to play.
And I play guitar as well. I also sing, and I play mandolin and whatever they make me do. So a little piano on one of the songs that you're going to be hearing in just a minute.
Oh, piano too. Excellent. Okay, and how did you two meet?
You go ahead, because you're so good at telling that story.
Yeah, so I kind of knew her before, but I was playing in a band, Mark and I.
Mm-hmm.
Sherelle's husband and bandmate. Mm-hmm. He was playing in a rock group that I belong to called The Band in Paris. Mm. And we were sharing the same bill as Sherelle and her daughter called The Jardines. And Mark was playing keyboards in that band. And so anyway, we were all hanging out backstage. And I had this song kicking around. We call it our original sin. I had this song kicking around called Better. And I don't think I had the title yet, but I had a verse, and I think I did have the title and a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always dreamt of this song being a duet, and so I just approached Sherelle and said, "Hey, what do you think about just hacking this song out, see what comes of it?"
I'm like, "Oh my God, yes!" Because I love his voice and I loved him as a performer, so I was like, "Yes!"
And so Mark was. No doubt, like he was sitting, like kind of just eavesdropping a little bit, and he knew where I lived, and he knew where she lived, and he says, "Well, hey, like I live in Poco," is what he said, and you know that's kind of in between, so why don't you guys meet up at my place?
Mm.
And I said, "Yeah, sure, like you know, it cuts the drive in half or whatever." And so anyway, we got together and we just started hacking the song around, and then we started. Sharing a bunch of ideas that we had, and then we came up with this idea to make this really simplified three-part harmony band that could perform in your living room, which is why our early recordings you're going to hear are very bare bones. It's not fully produced or whatever. It's piano, acoustic guitar, maybe a little synth in there, and three voices.
Excellent.
All melding together. Yes. And so that's kind of where we, and the song Better, I call it, like whenever we play it live, I call it our original sin. And we never recorded that song on the first record.
Oh.
I think we recorded it on the third record for some
reason. On the third record.
So, but that's the story of Poets and its origins or whatever. And that was 2010 or 11?
It was 11. And I have to say, I was not with Mark at the time.
No,
so
yeah.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
Then this all started.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's another story.
Yeah.
Do better. All I forget the glitter, that's not what I need. Slow dances in the moonlight make my heart beat faster. It's not about Dior, it's not about Da Vinci, it's not about the mall. You always try to give me what I need from you. It's all about the heart and soul.
That was Better by the Stone Poets. And I gotta tell you, folks, it was a very close race. All right, we are finally here at the number one spot. Who will be our grand champion of 2024? Can we have a drum roll, please? Here's a clue. It's a heavy metal band. We're gonna play their song, Cryptic World.
One.
Congratulations to Heathen Sins. Turn it up.
Oh,
congratulations once again to Randy and Heathen Sins. We will be inviting you to join us on the Wham Bam East Band 5th anniversary party next year. All right, thank you to everyone who voted and everyone listening right now. That was your top 10, folks. And we're going to end with two of DJ Meddy's picks. That's right, because I want to recognize two special people who do so much in the community. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We're going to end with Rennie Foster's Just Do It and also Joey Hawkins. He has a metal band called Apprentice. We're going to play Order 66. Thank you so much for what you do. And yes, I see you. Okay, this is DJ Meddy signing out. Good night.